Blog Talk Radio.
All because of Jesus. Come on. Since we are together, let's praise His name.
Because of the blessing.
bless him.
Amen, amen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, let's come on and bless him. What a beautiful song. But before we even start there, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for this time right now. Yes. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight as well. God bless you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And we got to give credit to the wonderful song there that Doc and Bishop shared with us, Brother Marvin Winans, All Because of Jesus. We're here right now because of him, right this second. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank God for everything. Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us those live. We want to thank God for you as well. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for everybody listening live right now on the network. Yes. Amen. Prayer time. This is prayer time. Amen. Everybody on the planet, folks, I think everybody would agree, everybody on the planet needs prayer. No matter what they believe, we know that Jesus is Lord, but we're going to continue to pray for those, regardless that they believe him or not. We're going to pray for the saints and pray for the unbelievers tonight in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quick announcements. Hey, the number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number where those can call in for prayer, for a praise report, or if you have a comment or anything you'd like to say to Bishop and Doc tonight, they'll be listening to you on the network. So we're excited about you being with us. That number, 347-843-4559. Glory to God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture tonight, Hebrews 10:35-39. That's Hebrews 10. We'll be reading a portion of that tonight, 35-39 on the scriptures tonight. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews 10 when you get time to meditate and your time of rereading the Word of God and in the presence of God as well. So Hebrews 10 is a wonderful scripture and chapter tonight. We want to read that to you later on. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we will open up the lines a little later on as well. For those who have a prayer request, praise report, we'll open up those lines again for you as well. And we'd love to have you say a few words if you like. And all you have to do is hit star one. I'll mention that a little later on after Dr. Crenshaw speaks tonight. So praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it because we're excited about Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise as we bring on Bishop tonight. Bishop Crenshaw, thank you so much for joining us tonight, sir. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us tonight on prayer time. Amen. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you so much, sir. Amen. Amen.
God bless everybody tonight. Give God the glory and praise for another night to be on the prayer line to lift up the name of Jesus for all that he is doing in our lives. The Lord has allowed us to see another day that we've never seen before. And he has given us an opportunity that we have not had this day, that God, we can give him the praise and the glory for it. Tonight, we will be praying for families. We will be praying for families, for protection of families, and we'll be praying for this nation because we need the Lord as never before. Our nation, we need the Lord. The people of God need to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ, come to the place of him, that we will be anchored in his word, that we will stand firm and stand fast and hold fast on the promises of God. And he said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward, but you have need of patience after you have done the will of God, that you can receive the promise. And God has made promise to us as believers, as we abide in his word, that it will come to pass in our life, in this life, in the life after. God has made some promises to us. And as we as the people of God, as we cry out And we continue to seek the face of God and hold fast to the word of God, and let us not be weary in well doing. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary. Don't be weary. Don't give up. Do not quit. Do not throw in the towel. Do not give in, but hold fast to the word and the promises of God. The Bible let us know that God is not a man that he hath lied, nor the son of man that he hath to repent. If God says anything, he will bring it to pass in our lives. And as we know that, tonight we pray in faith. We pray with confidence. We pray with assurance, knowing that God hears us when we pray. Know without a shadow of doubt, God hears you when you pray. Well, let us pray tonight. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We glorify your name because you alone is worthy of the glory and the honor. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace has been extended to us so many times. God, we thank you tonight. God, as we pray for families, God, we pray as you restore everything that the caterpillar, the cankerworm, has taken. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect families as never before in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pulled into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you for tonight. Father, we pray for families as you unite them as never before. God, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, that tries to destroy families, that tries to destroy homes. Father, we pray for peace that passes all understanding in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Lord, we pray for our nation because we need you. Your word let us know, God, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. We need you as never before, God. We need your direction as you keep us, God. Keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you, God, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you tonight for your grace. We thank you tonight for your word. You watch it over your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent. You sent your word and healed us, God. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chest out of our feet is on, but it's with your sight we're healed. We thank you for healing families tonight. You unite families tonight, God. We come against every demonic force that tried to destroy families. God, unite families. Break a peace in our home as never before. God, we thank you, God. Reveal, expose, and destroy every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And God, we thank you for your word. We praise your name for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your assurance. This is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we know that you hear us. And this is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know you hear us. We call it so tonight, God, even as we pray for our nation, God, that we would return back to you as never before. Father, we pray for the leaders of our government. We pray for the president of the United States. Father, we pray for the pastors, God, in the name of Jesus. Pull down the wall of petition. Pull down the wall of the stronghold, the attack of the enemies that tried to destroy the lives
of the believer. Father, in the name of Jesus, reveal, expose, and destroy every evil work in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. And Father, we stand on your word. We decree and declare, Father God, the peace of God that passes all understanding. We thank you tonight, God. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us from all evil and from all diseases, all sickness. Father, we thank you. You paid the ultimate price that we are already healed. We are already holy in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the salvation, God, for souls that being saved. Even now, our loved ones will come to know Jesus in these last and evil days. That the God, the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. The eyes of the understanding will be enlightened in your word. Father, we give you thanks for it tonight. We decree and declare victory in the name of Jesus. We pray for families, God. We pray for the children even going to school. We pray for their safety, God. God, we live in critical times. We live in a horrible time, situation time. Father, but we know that you're able to keep us from all evil, keep us from falling. Father, we thank you for your confidence and your assurance in your word. We thank you that you have given your angel charge over us. And Father, we glorify you for it tonight. We pray, Father God, that you heal that person that may have cancer tonight, because we know that you are healed. We've seen you heal people with cancer before. We've seen you deliver those that have been in captivity before. Father, we thank you. We know you're still today as you were yesterday. You are forever the same, God, and you do not change. You have the same power, the same authority, and the same ability. Father, we give you praise for it. As we intercede tonight and we stand in the gap, Father, your word says one could put 1,000, but two could put 10,000 flight. We stand in agreement, God. We speak life over that person tonight. We speak life for that family. We speak a peace of mind in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against every spirit that tries to take the minds of your people, God. God, give them a renewing of the spirit of mind, God. Father God, we thank you because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for sound minds tonight. Father, we pray for the nation, God. We pray for our leaders, God, as you, God, orchestrate their lives, God, that they will come to know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will recognize you and, God, give you the praise and the glory, God. And we praise your name. We are not dependent on the government, God. We are dependent on you. As you give us wisdom, as you give us guidance and give us direction, God, that we will follow your plan through each and every day in our lives. We thank you for it tonight. And Father, we pray for that mother tonight. We pray for that daughter, that son tonight. We pray, God, for those that may feel like they are all alone and they can't make it, because we know that you are able to keep them from falling. You're able to give them a peace that passes all understanding. We stand in the gap, God, and we come against every spirit that tries to destroy their lives. And Father, we come against that spirit of confusion. We come against that spirit of jealousy, envy. We come against that spirit of unforgiveness, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, because nothing can stand against the blood of Jesus. Though, God, and we give you praise for it. In the name of Jesus, we decree the joy of the Lord is our strength. God, we thank you for it tonight. We pray, God, as you continue to lead the government, God, look on those that are in government places and in position, God, that you will keep people in place that have a heart and a fear of you. God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, as we pray for the government, we pray for the president, we pray for the Congress, we pray for the city councilman, we pray for each and everyone that's in authority, God, we pray that you will cover them in the blood of Jesus. And God, keep your people. God, you said in your word, you worship of all things, that we will prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you, God, and you have assured us we will walk in everything that you have promised to us. We will become everything that you told us that we should be. God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And we will not take anything we will not take it for granted. But God, we know that you are able to keep us from falling. We will not take it for granted, but God, we need you every moment, each and every day of our lives. We will not take it for granted because we look to the gift which cometh out of help, because we know all our help come from you, Jesus, Yeshua, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Rescue, our present help in time of trouble. We thank you tonight, God, that you will open the eyes of your people, God, reveal your revelation knowledge to us, God, that we will walk in a place with God that we've never walked before, under the authority that you have given to us. God, that we will not have a spirit of fear. We will not be afraid, but God, we'll walk in full authority, and we will do exactly what you said do according to your word. And we forever give you praise. We thank you for prayer warriors tonight. We pray, God, for that man, that woman, that child, that family, God, as you unite, God. We pray for the body of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word, everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. And we forever give you glory for it. And we praise you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you for the blessings of God, making rich and adding those sorrows. We thank you, God, that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you. We pray for that family tonight that may be homeless. We pray for that family tonight that may be weary and troubled of mind. That person that seemed like all hope is gone. We pray for them tonight that you will strengthen that which remain in us, God. Strengthen us, God, in the name of Jesus. That inward man, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. And we praise your mighty name, and we take you. Father, we pray for men tonight. We pray for that man that comes to know you as the Lord and Savior. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will undergird one another, God, in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood for God. We plead the blood for him tonight, Jesus. We thank you for every door that you've already opened. We thank you for every way that you've already provided. We thank you, God, for the shelter that you're making provided, provision for people in the home, God. We thank you, God, that you have given us creativity that we will use the ability that you have placed in front of us, that we will come to know you in every area of our lives, not only just spiritually, but naturally. We will come to know you, God, and we thank you for it, and we praise you. God, keep your people. Keep us, God, with the mind stayed on you. Keep us walking upright before you, God. Keep us with a repentant heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, you be glorified as never before. And we give you praise. We thank you. And all glory shall be thine forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, praying for all of us, our families and our communities, and of course our nation and those around the globe. At this time, we're going to go to Dr. Crenshaw as well, and I'll come back after Dr. Crenshaw with our scripture for tonight. But Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for being with us tonight as well.
God bless you. Thank you, Elder Kevin, and praise God for the word of the Lord tonight and the prayer that has gone up before the Lord. I just want to encourage you with the scripture as Bishop began to pray for our nation and certainly to pray for families and even marriages. The enemy is coming to destroy homes, marriages, family, which is the foundation that God created even in the beginning of the world when he put Adam and Eve in that garden. He ordained a family. So the enemy is coming to devour our relationships and marriages. And you look at our nation, all of the chaos is going on. Even as we get ready to prepare for another election, all we can just do is say, Lord, help us. And you look at the things that's going on in our political arena, we have to really show up, recognize, you know, it's going to take God. It's nobody but God. So what do we as believers do keep from being caught up into that, the chaos of what's going on in our nation, and even the spirits that have been sent out against our families and children with all of the killings that's going on, and marriages and the enemy. There's certain things that we have to take charge of in our lives, and the enemy comes to destroy the soul of us. That's why the Bible said all souls are mine, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's Ezekiel 18:4. Because your soul, which is the part of you that belongs to God and Him alone, praise God, He's coming after your soul. That's why He breathed life into the breath of, be breath into man in the garden, and he became a living soul. He didn't say he became a living body. It means that you became a living thinking being, a living thinking being. That's why it's important to keep your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. So Romans 12:2 tells us this, to encourage you tonight, and be not conformed to this world, my God, with all of the stuff that's going on, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, if you take a look at that scripture, it very clearly tells us that we got to do something with our mindset, the way that we think, to keep from being caught up into a chaotic world system and the things that are going on in this world. We have to keep our mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to keep that hope. Even that's the scripture that Elder Kevin read in the beginning, in the book of Hebrews. We got to have our confidence built up in the Lord Jesus Christ. What? That you may prove. Prove means to test the thing or to try a thing or to establish or find. Or find it by experience. You got to prove it. How are you going to prove it? What is that good? Now, there are three things here. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Let me put it like this. Just because something good isn't necessarily acceptable to the Lord. And just because it's acceptable to us, is it really the perfect will of God for our lives? So we need to consider those things in the world that's trying to conform us to what the world thinks that we're supposed to be doing in our families and our marriages and our home and our relationships, all of this stuff. Praise the Lord. We need to consult God. What is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God? That means in the eyes of God, it needs to be a good thing. That's what the Bible even tells us with wisdom. He tells us, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Because sometimes we can do some good things, but we can do it in the wrong way, in the wrong setting, in the wrong approach, and it gives the wrong perspective. We're living in a society now because some things are being done in the name of Christ, in the name of goodness, but it's not necessarily the perfect will of God that it is displayed as such. So consider in our lives as we strive to be transformed into a lifestyle that is acceptable unto the Lord. Is it good? Is it acceptable? And is it the perfect will of God? And consider that man's righteousness, praise God, is as a filthy rag in the eyes of the Lord. Our righteousness is nothing. So what we think is good may not necessarily be good. Praise the Lord. So that good is acceptable, and is it the perfect will of God? Consider all three of those things when we are striving to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we will not conform to the things that are happening in the world today. Because when Jesus comes back, we don't want to be able to stand before him and he says these words, praise the Lord. Well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. So I encourage you tonight to remember that all souls belong to God and your soul belongs to the Lord. Be conscious of how we live, how we move, how we walk, how we talk, and we continue to pray for our families, our homes, our marriages, our children, and as Bishop has prayed tonight, even for this nation. Praise the Lord. But most of all, that we as a believer, in spite of what's going on, the book of Ephesians said, when we've done all to stand, everything that we've been able to do within ourselves, what are we going to do? Keep on standing. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. You heard her, ladies and gentlemen. Keep on standing. That is wisdom. Keep on standing in the word of God. Amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're going to open up the lines after I read the scripture here tonight as well. So hit star one on your phone. Star one, put you in queue. If you'd like to come on and say a few words, if you have a praise report or prayer request tonight, hit star one on your phone. We'd love to hear from you tonight as well. Let's go to the word. Hebrews 10, 35 through 39. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. There you go, right there, ladies and gentlemen. Need of patience that after ye have done the will of God, that's what Bishop and Doc are saying tonight, ye might receive the promise. Amen. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now the just, hey, this is all of us listening right now, all of us listening, all of those who are coming into the fold tonight, into the belief of God who received him as the Lord and Savior. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Wow, so we must all continue to look forward in Jesus. Don't look back because there's no other way, amen. And verse 39 says, but we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. What a wonderful scripture there. Hebrews 10, 35 through 39. But I encourage everybody to read the entire chapter of Hebrews in the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, if you're just joining us again, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Hey, we're getting ready to open up the lines. As well, so hit star one on your phone if you like. That is optional, of course, but we love to hear your wonderful voice for those listening live right now on the phone lines. Thank you so much for your time. Let's go to the phone line. Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. Brother, how you doing, Doc?
I'm blessed by the best. I want to thank everybody for being on the prayer line. Thank you for that scripture, Elder Kevin. Thank you, Bishop, for that awesome prayer, and thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for the words of encouragement. I just really want to thank God for our awesome spiritual leaders. Yes. My wife was going through a situation, and she told me that one of our spiritual leaders gave her a call, said that they was on her mind. How awesome is God to let our leaders know that one of their followers is going through something, and they was on their mind, and they said, I got to call her. Yes. I don't know if my wife shared her situation or not, but she was almost in tears when she came in and said that, you know, one of our leaders said that I was on their mind and they called and we spoke. But I just want to thank God for the connection, for the connection of our spiritual leaders. And she also received a text. She also received a text out of nowhere, and I was like, wow. Yeah. But, you know, I just want to thank God for connecting us to the correct spiritual leaders, and they always there, even when they don't think they're there, but they there. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. I'm with you on that, my friend, because people, you know, got to understand, God is time. God is time. He doesn't transcend time. He is time. So he knows everything about the need. He knows the saints. He knows his followers. We hear his voice. His sheep know his voice, and we respond. So we thank God for that time, and we thank God for precious Holy Spirit that gives us, that quickens us to share and to listen to that voice and say, hey, let's call that person. Whoever he puts in your spirit, give him a call in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. I don't want to miss anybody tonight. Hit star one on your phone if you want to come in and you have a prayer request mainly, or a praise report or a comment tonight for Bishop and Doc. Before we turn it back over to Bishop, please feel free. I'll give you a few more seconds if you'd like to come in. Amen. We know that we must pray every day. We must pray with our children. Pray with our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Please, ladies and gentlemen, we must incorporate prayer on a regular basis, and we thank God for those who are already doing that. That's wonderful. But don't let your children not know about prayer and the importance of prayer and why we pray, and of course reading the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for you tonight. For those listening all around the globe there as well via the internet, thank you for listening. We are praying for you as well. God knows all the details. We don't have to know the details. We just pray on your behalf in Jesus' name that he meets your spoken and unspoken requests in the name of Jesus. So thank you so much for that, Brother John, tonight. That was powerful. Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we'll turn this back over to Bishop for final thoughts and close out there in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bishop, thank you so much, sir.
God bless everybody. God bless Brother Kevin. We thank God for the word coming from Dr. Crenshaw tonight, word of exaltation, of God, of encouragement. As we hold fast to the promise of God, Lord, that our labor is not in vain. We got to, and as the scripture was read, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. But you're going to need some patience in order to receive the promise. As we hold fast, know that God is answering our prayers. Know that God hears us when we pray. And be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged, and continue to pray for one another, love one another, and God continue to bless you each and every day of your life. God bless you. Back to you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop. Yes, sir. We'll definitely heed the wisdom of the Bishop tonight. And we thank God for Bishop and Doc tonight being with us, guys. It is so important that we stay in prayer, but most of all, that the word of God, that we believe the word of God and know that God is in full control of everything. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that God is going to fix everything in his time. Everything will be fixed in his time. And we just thank God for that opportunity today. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to thank God for all the prayers tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for Bishop and Doc tonight on the prayers and the wisdom of God tonight. Yeah, we thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with the Brother Winans song again tonight. But I want to also let you know that we want you to have a great rest of the evening, of course, as well. And most of all, we want you to have a great, successful, and safe week as well in our nation. You know, we got a lot of things going on with the weather. We continue to pray for our family and friends and coworkers and people that we know around the nation and the weather, those issues around the world, as well as we continue to pray for in Jesus' mighty name. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. Hey, don't forget, we're here on every Lord willing. We're here every Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central Time. Please let people know about the prayer. And also to request that, you know, if they can't make the call, we understand that. If they need a prayer, bring that before the bishop and doctors as well on Tuesdays, if you like, and continue to pray each and every day as well. In Jesus, we don't have to wait till Tuesday, right, to pray. We pray it every day on your behalf. So thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, for that powerful time tonight. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Remember that Jesus is Lord, and his brother Marvin Wine is all because of Jesus. Amen. God bless you now. Take care. Thank you.
All because of Jesus. Come on. Since we are together, let's praise his name. We can walk. We, oh, oh. don't care what you've come through. You should tell somebody, we're here and it's all because of Jesus. Oh, I wanna thank you, Lord. Hey. They said I wouldn't make it. Said I couldn't take it, but look at me now. Hey. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna thank you, Father, that we. I had to fight my way, but the Lord brought me every step of the way. We. We wouldn't make it, but look at me today, look at me today, yeah, we. If you're glad about it, if you're glad about it, you ought to know that you're a winner, you ought to know that you're a survivor. We are, yeah, we're here, and I thank you, Lord.
What a great time with Bishop and Doc tonight. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Have a great evening, everybody. Have an awesome week. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. See you next time on Prayer Time. God bless you. God bless you.